Back Talk is an extension of the long-running, award-winning movie review show, It's Movie Time, which airs Fridays at 4:01 and 8:01 p.m. on WCBE 90.5 FM, Columbus, Ohio. Produced and hosted by John DeSanto, this podcast features additional content and banter with guests. Backtalk is listed by FeedSpot as one of the top 10 movie podcasts on NPR.
I'm John DeSanto.
And I'm Mindy McFan.
And this is Backtalk. This is a stressful time of year for everybody. Mm-hmm. We were just talking about people getting sacked from our industry here. And so I thought, all right, who will settle down with me on an easygoing movie? And it's called The Idea of You.
Yes, it is.
Set it up, Mindy.
It's pleasant. It's pleasant. It's fun to watch. It's guy, Harry Styles-esque type guy.
Right.
Who runs into a 40-year-old mother art gallery owner, and something clicks, and it's about the relationship they have.
Yeah. And this guy, Nicholas Galitzine, mm-hmm. Have you ever seen him before?
Yes, I don't know, remember where, yeah. Though. I'm sorry to say. I don't think in anything huge. He's not that familiar, but I should have looked it up, but yeah, he looks vaguely familiar. Who did look familiar is he's in a boy band, and there's one guy in the backup band that is an Instagram dancer that I love. Huh. And I was so startled when I saw him.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. He looks a lot like my grandson.
Ah.
And these guys are just otherworldly beautiful. You know, and this guy is, as you say, the Harry Styles type. And probably if they can give him a more complex role, probably has a strong future. As we know, you just can't look pretty.
Right. Right.
And my feeling in this was that he wasn't stretched.
Don't think it was a stretchy movie.
Well,
it was,
yeah.
Fun.
Right, yeah. Anne Hathaway at 40, looking pretty good. And Mindy, I got to tell you, what intrigued me about this, it's a rom-com.
Right.
I don't ordinarily go to rom-coms, mm-hmm. except when it's something like Pretty Woman.
Right.
I just don't. I don't feel there's any heft there.
Gotcha.
And then I found this is on Prime.
Uh-huh.
So it was easy for me to see it.
Yes.
And I found there was something there.
Yeah. I thought it was, I was more than I expected.
Yeah, yeah.
It
and
was.
What was more that you expected? What did you get?
I guess their relationship. I mean, I knew kind of how it was going to happen and end and all those kind of things, but their relationship was a little more poignant than I expected it to be.
Yeah.
They, in a very small way, addressed what I have come to believe is the horrifying sexism of being a mother.
A single mom.
Yes, she's divorced, and her husband, you know,
is a dork.
Well, he had an affair with somebody, ran off and married, and daughter didn't seem to have a problem with that. Did have a problem with her mother being happy, though. That seemed to be disturbing to her.
There's one shot where the camera comes right up on that character. Is her mom or somebody, one of her friends, who says, looks right at the camera and says, people do not like happy women.
No.
Is that the truth?
Oh, they really don't like Happy Mother. There's a Nora Ephron movie that's brilliant. And she says, if you gave your daughter the choice, if she'd want you happy in the other room, or crying in the other room, or happy in Barbados, she'd say, in the other room.
Well, you're hitting on what really struck me as important about this. And as a side note, my daughter is friends with the author of mm-hmm. the book.
Mm-hmm.
And when my daughter was depicted as a character in a French film, this lady, Robine Lee,
mm-hmm.
did come to the premiere of the film in Paris.
How nice of her.
When Thea was there.
That's very nice.
So she's going to be getting this. Hey, Robin, we're here talking across the ocean to you. That we both enjoyed the film, so Thea was happy that we had enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Regardless of the spectacular parts of this, I mean, after all, he's a worldwide known pop star.
Right.
Very, very successful. She's a successful small-time art museum owner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is an odd circumstance as it is, but their affection for each other, and I think you were hinting at this, there's a real affection for each other. I mean, not just Hathaway. There's
absolutely.
The way it's depicted, it could be anybody.
Yeah, it's all so kind to me, kind of laughable. They're only 15 years apart. If this was switched genders, I mean, would this even be a movie? I mean, you look at every famous movie star male in the world. How many movies that they've made with women 15 years younger than them? You could not make a movie out of that. And the things they say about her are horrific. Just horrific.
I'm not surprised.
No, I'm not.
starting with a cougar, which is not necessarily praise.
No, it's not.
And what I liked is that she really wasn't a cougar.
No.
That what I liked from the beginning is that she fought it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she didn't need it, and she fought it.
Well, now, she'd been fighting it her whole life, so I guess she was used to it.
And as a rom-com would demand, one of the things they do is they have to meet cute.
Yeah.
And this I thought was kind of cute.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was romantic, and it was sexy. I mean, it had all those components. There's one point where her daughter asks if he's a sexist of her mother, and said, well, he's sweet, and he's a feminist, then he's a good guy. Wish they'd expanded a little on that, because there's a lot of sexism in this movie. Not by the author, but just showing a light on things like that.
Yes.
And I mean, just the fact that she, when her daughter objected to the relationship, she stopped.
Yep. You hit a couple of points for me. One of them is, I don't see an awful lot of detail about him being a feminist. Is it just because he apparently loves her regardless of their situation? How does he evidence being a feminist?
I think is just generational.
Okay.
He just walks in the world differently at 25 than somebody would at 65.
Mm,
he just walks through the I don't think he does anything dramatic to exemplify that, but he's grown up in a different world.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He just displays it less.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't hyper focus on what she looks like. He doesn't hyper focus on her body. He doesn't even, when she's uncomfortable about those things, he doesn't make a big fuss about it. That would be something. Money doesn't come up a lot. The disparity in their incomes.
He did buy the contents of the art gallery.
Yes, but he didn't say, how can you go back to your job or your, I mean, he didn't get in the way of her continuing her life.
And one sincere moment, I thought, when he said he'd give everything up.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, now that is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And the way that he plays it, it felt authentic.
Yeah, because I didn't think he was just doing it for her.
No.
I think the offer was for him.
Yeah.
You know, which would be another good example of not being a sexist.
So when you commented about her and her daughter,
mm-hmm.
thought it was very unfair, the pressure the daughter put on her. Am I correct in that point of view?
Well, yeah, but she's the teenager. That's what they do. They put pressure on you 24 hours a day. It's just women take on the pressure, whereas a man, it's just different.
Yeah.
The pressure isn't the same. A mother's supposed to be perfect.
Uh-huh.
A father's supposed to show up and have a job.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's just a different kind of thing, and I know that sounds really sexist of me, but it's a changing ethos. But it is still patently true that a woman still feels like they are supposed to drop everything when requested by their children.
And one of the things I really liked, too, about this is that she leaves him not only once, but a couple of times.
Right.
And which really endeared me to her character.
Mm-hmm.
She's clearly going through some torture here.
Absolutely.
And while he is an attractive male, I felt that he had shown himself to be more substantial than just being a pop star.
Yeah.
And it made it difficult for her.
Right.
Because of the societal pressures. And
right.
I thought the pressure from the daughter
was,
but I thought it was real.
Absolutely. I'm sure it happens every day.
Wow. Yeah.
She was willing to put her life on hold for 5 years.
Yes.
That's what you're supposed to do. My brother-in-law's mother had the same situation. Her husband passed away. She met somebody. Her kids didn't like him. She stopped seeing him, and she never had another
man
in her life for the rest of till she died.
Now, would you do that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I hope not, but probably. When my kids were younger, I probably would have fallen to the intimidation of I'm supposed to do this, because to be a good mother means you are all sacrificing.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I would have had the wherewithal to disappoint my kids, even though that's inevitable.
If I were in that situation, I would have elected to be with the person I love, because my theory is if I'm happy, my kids are going to eventually be happy.
Yeah, and also nobody in the world would judge you for that. There's that too.
I know. There is that. In all of this, then, what do we take away from this film? It's called The Idea of You. Maybe I have another question, Mindy. What does that mean, The Idea of You?
The title. I'm not so sure. I think it has something to do with she's been, you know, had such a bad relationship. And the idea of having somebody that would be good and kind and honest with her was unimaginable almost.
Very good.
Unimaginable.
Yeah, yeah.
And here she meets this guy that's so much younger than she. So everything in the world would say, this isn't going to make you feel better, or this isn't going to be fulfilling. And it was.
And she tosses that line off somewhere in the film, The Idea of You, when there's a quick interchange between the two of them. So I couldn't get the context of it completely.
Right.
And I was thinking, there's the idea of the older woman, younger man. And that's the idea of him, and is what I brought to the film.
Right.
Well, I know already. Let me write the script. Robin, that's not a comment about you.
Right.
Because I think Robin's done a terrific job on this story.
Mm-hmm.
But you come to it with a rom-com list of things you need to do.
Yes.
And that's the idea of it.
Yeah.
And I think the way we're talking is that we see beyond just the idea of you.
Right, right.
This Anne Hathaway.
I like her.
Yeah, and you know, this film is really, and it's called, again, The Idea of You.
Yeah.
This is her movie.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Do you remember anything she was in that was worth noting?
Les Mis.
Okay, so let's talk about that, because that is...
Yeah, but the most important one would be when she worked at Vogue magazine, the Anna Wintour one.
Oh, yes, The Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah. The Devil Wears Prada, yeah.
Good one. She did get the Oscar for playing Fantine.
Mm.
And I think that launched her career. She had been in other things before that. The Princess Diaries, I think she had been.
Oh, that's right.
You remember?
Oh, yeah. My daughter loved that.
And one that I liked, but I don't remember her fully the role, Interstellar. It's another Christopher Nolan movie.
Right. I saw it. I'm just, not... I just like, she's, done, I think, done a lovely job of handling her career.
Boy, isn't
the
she?
The evolution, the range of things she's done. She seems like a good soul.
Yeah, and she was nominated for Rachel Getting Married.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember that role, much more complex for her. She's getting out of rehab and coming to the wedding.
Yeah, I think most of her things have been, except for when she was a kid, more developed than this one. But I liked... It's just nice to see a woman who isn't... Everybody makes their own choices, but it's nice to see a woman with a face that isn't full of chemicals.
I know, yeah.
That her lips are normal-sized and all that. It's very pleasant.
She was in a notable movie, another notable movie, Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
It must not have been a major role, obviously, the two males in that.
Yes.
But that seemed to be worthy
Absolutely.
Of a woman, of a discerning woman.
Yeah.
Well, since we've talked about this as a rom-com, I have a list of some rom-coms. Typically, I won't remember the details of the plots because these are usually...
Because you've seen 300 movies or 300,000 or something.
No, it's just the rom-coms are not always such heavy-duty like Brokeback Mountain where...
No, I presume most of them have the same...
I know,
roughly
right.
the same
So they're going to sound the same. Have you ever seen Love Actually?
Oh, my gosh. 40 times, maybe?
I know you have.
It was so fun.
What is it about that?
I think the music, just the romance of so many things that go on in it. Doing those little short vignettes, although the one with the best friend kind of stalking, that's a little difficult.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's just, and it's a holiday thing. You feel good. Everything gets wrapped up.
Yeah.
It's sweet. Emma Thompson. In that one scene when she finds out her husband's having an affair and she smooths the bed and gets herself together to go be in front of her children, hit every woman on the planet Earth's main nerve. I will never forget that scene. I was like, whoa, did she catch that?
What about Harry Met Sally?
Oh, it's wonderful. pecan pie. We still say that in my house. My son and I always say, "Want some pecan pie?" Yeah, it's just charming.
Yeah, it
it's
is.
It's just charming.
It has that iconic scene.
Yes. You know, that's so many.
You're right. And that one particular one in the restaurant, you don't always get that in a movie.
No.
Where you can pick out one. Everybody knows that. So
yes.
It must be so...
memorable lines.
Yeah. So well written. Crazy Rich Asians.
I'm trying to get
yeah,
pictures
I know.
Of it in my
I
head.
Don't expect you to, yeah.
Yeah, but I enjoyed it. I know that.
Yeah, for looking over across the pond, and I thought it had substance. It didn't seem to fall strictly into our guidelines for rom-coms.
Right,
but,
right.
Because it's an unusual right. take. And so glamorous that it's
different perspective.
Yeah, right. More serious stuff, I thought, was Silver Linings Playbook.
Yes. Yes.
Jennifer Lawrence.
But it was so tender, and that was kind of the beginning of people talking about mental illness. So I thought it was a very touching movie, the way they handled it.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it had some reality to it.
Yeah. What about Pretty Woman, then? Is that real?
Oh, never in the history of the world. I mean, that is just
Richard Gere out loose.
Some weirdo fantasy somebody came up with thousands of years ago. I mean, no. No, I don't think it's ever fun to be a prostitute, nor do you ever have a pleasant life on any life, and nobody ever rescues you from it. That no,
right.
no, that's just hell on earth.
However, the importance of actors
mm-hmm.
for taking something stupid like that.
Yeah.
And when you get both Julia Roberts and Richard Gere together,
right.
my gosh, you are just ratcheting up the glamour.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
My final one, Mindy.
Mm-hmm.
is actually similar to the idea of you, Notting Hill.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people just love that movie.
Yeah.
Just obsessed.
So we have a gallery again in it.
We got the famous person, you know.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
dynamic of famous person versus normal person or with normal person.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not a matter of plagiarism on Robin's part.
Nope.
Because hers feels authentic.
Yeah.
You just have to get back to that novel. And look at it again. What a wonderful thing to happen to her to have a film like this as well done as this is.
Absolutely.
And I'm hoping that I can meet her, Robin Lee, the author of the original from which this is taken. And there's a good chance that I might. I hope she gets through now to our podcast.
Yeah.
Because Thea will send both broadcasts to her.
That's nice.
So if she can endure us and she can get off into that, we can tip off our hat to her and say we don't often come up with such sophisticated rom-coms.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think she's represented it very well. And lucky to be on Prime.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a chance that some people in our audience, in fact, there will be people from our audience who actually will go to see this.
Absolutely,
on Prime.
Yeah.
So, Mindy McFan, it's called The Idea of You.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I have tried to figure out what idea means. And I think we came across with a couple of good... So here we have an audience that's just before summer.
Right.
So we're still in that period where it's tough to find a good film like this.
Absolutely.
So what do you advise a whole family or members of the family about The Idea of You, since they all could sit in front of the TV and watch it?
Yeah, make some popcorn and make a night of it. Enjoy. Enjoy.
Particularly, I think, teenage girls.
Oh, absolutely. And also...
You know, here we go. It's a really good film because, look, there are at least three constituencies here
mm-hmm.
that we can point this to.
Absolutely.
Not the least of being a 40-year-old single mom.
There you go.
The other being a 24-year-old...
young man with high aspirations.
Yes, yes, yes. And with some success already and trying to navigate... women who are in love with him who aren't worthy of it, or are just too young.
Right.
Because he is so seventh grade. I love that. And then I love the way he brings that line up.
Right.
And then she's like, I dropped him a while ago because he's so, and then he comes in with seventh grade. The Idea of You. Now, the idea is to come back to its movie time.
Obviously. Obviously.
And we promise our audience that we'll find another gem.
Absolutely.
Like.
We got it.
The Idea of You.